The following program is brought to you by Tower Keepers. Support your local CSN station.
CSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live apologetics program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
If you have a Bible question or a question on the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. Again, that's 1-888-ASK-CSN.
Let's get things started. Here's today's host, Mike Kessler.
Hi, and welcome to Tuesday's edition of To Every Man an Answer. I just want to once again invite you to sit back, relax for about the next hour and a half as we answer questions concerning the Bible, current events, and also what's going on in the church today. We, again, want to encourage you to call us 8888-ASK-CSN. We set this time aside every weekday afternoon to answer those questions for you. And so, again, if you want to be part of the program today, 8888-ASK-CSN. And I believe that we have with us Brad Dukas from Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. Great to be on the program. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful to be with you. And oh, man, Brad, since we talked the last time, the world has been so crazy. What's going on? Tell us what's happening with, you know, everybody knows voter fraud is rampant. There's just no doubt about it. Finding whole bags of ballots that were never counted. They found 130,000 ballots, I think it was in Wisconsin. All of them, but not one of them for Trump, that were, of course, counted. Allowing ballots to be counted after the election date with no postmark on it, like it was in Pennsylvania. What's going on? Tell us. Everybody wants to know.
Yeah. it's really interesting. First, let me just say right up front, the election is not over. You can't have five states with recounts with narrow margins and with a lot of reported fraud and say the election is over. You don't say it's over when you have a recount. So this has been a media play. Unfortunately, Fox News has played into it. The leader of Fox News, she is actually a liberal Democrat. The person who called it, the calling, so to speak, for which state, which way, that's another liberal Democrat who supported Biden's campaign. So people need to stop watching Fox News, at least for a while, because they are now into this deception. Moving forward, let me just talk about the states and how this can play out. Pennsylvania is probably the most important. But before I talk about that, let's talk about how Trump can win. First, Arizona and Georgia. Those are states with very tight margins. Arizona, last I looked, has about 14,000 votes. He's about 14,000 votes behind. There's over 60,000 votes yet to be counted. And a lot of these are apparently military votes that have come in, which will be heavily for Trump. So Arizona is definitely in play, and that will have a recount, I'm sure. Georgia has already announced they're going to have a recount, and that's even a tighter margin, very, very, very tight. And when we talk about recounts, that's also an opportunity to throw out ballots. Not all fraudulent ballots are going to be discovered through a recount, but some of them will be. And so those will be thrown out. So I think there's a good chance we'll see both of them go. I already heard someone on the inside saying that they're counting on Georgia to go for Trump. North Carolina has already gone for Trump. It's been recognized today. Arizona could. If that happens, then Trump just would need to win one other state. We're looking at Wisconsin, possibly. They've already announced a recount. We're looking at half of a percentage point difference with just marginal fraud, mail-in ballots being invalidated, et cetera, potentially. That could easily go. Michigan is interesting. 60 counties have been using a software system that was, ironically, a machine software that was sold by Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband. Just a coincidence. Maybe just a coincidence. But anyway, they've already discovered there's been a massive glitch, over 100,000 votes that have gone the wrong direction. They're going to go back and recount and manually go through those. One legislative district has already flipped. He was losing by over like 104 votes, and now he's won with over 1,100 votes just in that one county that was looked at. So that's very significant for Michigan could go. Another one that could go is Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania is a little different. Pennsylvania, we have the litigation, the Supreme Court looking at it. Two big issues dealing with that. One is the mail-in ballots. That arguably was done without the legislative authorization. The other issue dealing with legislative authorization is the extension of the ballots and the votes. Let me talk about that. The Constitution makes it clear that the legislative branch of the state, it's up to the legislature to set the rules for the election. And of course, the last day of the election is 8 p.m. On election day. That's a given. So they're supposed to set the rules. They set the rules. That's what the rules are. And then you have a governor with a judge, a courts, you know, state courts saying, no, we're going to change it because of the pandemic. We're going to change it unilaterally. There's a good chance that the Supreme Court is going to say, you can't do that. That violates what the Constitution says is how the rules are supposed to be set. This is unconstitutional. You have to throw out those ballots. Those are invalid ballots that were cast either via by mail, the mail-in ballots. That's going to be more difficult for them to rule, to challenge and throw them all out, I think. But the as far as challenging those that came in after the election, that's much more viable. And then, of course, the voter fraud and actions of voter fraud that are inherent as well. And then we have the recount aspect of Pennsylvania. So it's still in play. The odds makers put it at, it was at 5% yesterday morning that Trump was still going to be president. Last night it was 9.1%. Now it's 12.4%. There's obviously people who have information. They're putting money on the fact that they think that Trump still has a good shot at squeaking this out. It's a narrow path, but it's definitely in play.
Yeah, I just think the whole voting process, you know, we've had this voting process for many, many years. It's always worked. But, you know, 2 weeks before the election, Pennsylvania changes the rules. I mean, what kind of faldy roll and fiddly-dee is that? I mean, when you know what's going on, and once you know how many votes you have to come up with to beat Trump in Pennsylvania, well, we can just add a few votes from every precinct and whammo, the state goes the other way. And I just can't believe how corrupt the system is. I mean, here we've got the best technology really in the world, and we can't have a tamper-free election where after the election is over, and even if they're postmarked after the election, they're still counted? What is going on here?
Well, what's going on is corruption, fraud by the Democrat Party. And I'm very specific about that. There are no reports of fraud this go around anyway by the Republican Party in any of the 50 states at all. This is all Democrat Party establishment doing these. And it's not just a little here, there. This is orchestrated.
Absolutely.
That's what makes this so diabolical. It is conspiratorial and it's orchestrated. And I'm not a conspiracy guy, but I just look at the numbers and you look at the patterns and it's very apparent. We have, for example, in Michigan, it's now been assessed that over 10,000 dead people weren't just registered to vote. They voted. And guess who they voted for?
Yeah.
Biden.
Yeah.
We also have over 2,000 in Michigan who are allegedly over the age of 100 who voted. Guess what? They're not listed. They're not their birth. There's no evidence of them. This is made up. They're not listed on the Centennial Association for those over 100. These are just fraudulent, massive, fraudulent votes that have been cast. And that's just Michigan. We also have a lot of dead people votes in Nevada. We have them in Arizona as well. And then we have them blocking. In Philadelphia and in Detroit, it's on video. They're blocking the ability for Republicans to be able to be poll watchers. That's a legal right that both sides, both parties have, is to have a poll watcher representing their candidate. And they just blatantly booted them out, covered up the windows. So yeah, people couldn't even watch through the window what was happening. Well, usually you don't cover something up unless you have something to hide. Well, we know what they had to hide. Fraudulent criminal corruption. There will be the Attorney General Barr has already stepping in.
Yay.
And he's conducting an investigation. The President Trump today came out and said that there's going to be a 24-hour period for amnesty for those who come forward and assign statements under oath, reporting the role that they played as far as fraudulent. After that, the game's, you know, then.
Yeah, put him in jail for 50 years, as far as I'm concerned. We have people that risk their lives and have died defending our country. And then you have these bozos come in and flip an election illegally, and there is no repercussion. These people are traitors, and they need to be in jail. If you were voting fraudulently, probably at least 2 years in prison and probably a $10,000 fine. If you are part of the booth, the poll itself, and allowing this to come on, I think it should be a $100,000 fine and minimum 10 years in prison for allowing a country to be overthrown illegally. What's the difference between a Benedict Arnold and somebody in a poll where you vote, selling votes, registering people unlawfully, letting illegal people vote, dead people vote, your goldfish, your pet to vote? What kind of penalty should we have? Because this is really treason. So your thoughts on that?
Well, absolutely. It is treason. Yeah, it's an attack against America. If we don't have a reliable electoral process, then all bets are off. We don't have people counting on our laws, and then you have people feeling like they have to take the law in their own hands to bring about their own justice or have their voice heard. So I can't say how important this is. We've had fraud in the past. John F. Kennedy, history shows clearly he won the presidency because of stuffing the ballots in Chicago and Illinois. That's how he won Illinois. That's how he won the presidency. We've had Louisiana, some corruption there at times. There's pockets in history, but I don't think we've seen anything this widespread, this massive that we do now. Now, I will say that the Republicans in the Senate, assuming they keep the Senate, will be drafting federal policy reform to help prevent this from happening in the future. State legislatures headed up by Republicans will pass legislative reform, anti-fraud, to make sure that this doesn't happen. A lot of those states require some ID identification process to vote, which is good. It helps one way reducing fraud. But the Republicans are going to need also probably to take the House of Representatives and put together comprehensive reform. The Democrats, Pelosi won't sign off on it. She doesn't want reform. She wants fraud.
Oh, no, they want the fraud. They love the fraud.
They want the fraud. And they really... people say, how can people do that? Well, if you don't believe in God as reflected by your life and your policies, then why not? It's a secular humanist attitude. The ends justify the means. If you can rationalize it, it's okay. So that's what we have dominating the Democrat Party, unfortunately. And I just, not the Democrats. There's a lot of believers who love the Lord who are Democrats throughout America. But the leadership, though, they don't have a moralistic compass in terms of integrity and preserving integrity in the voting process. That's not something that the leadership wants, because they're using it as we speak to thwart the process for their own short-term gains and power. So that's a concern. But I will say, if the House and Senate adopt it, if a Republican is the White House, it'll be signed. If a Democrat's in the White House, I believe there's a good chance it will be signed. Because if it's not, then the Republicans are going, the voters are going to say, aha, okay, Biden, you have, we all suspect, we all know there's fraud. You have a bill in front of you that you could have signed to prevent fraud. Now we know how totally fraud obsessive you are, and you and your party, and it would hurt them. So I think there's a good chance he actually would sign it, because politically it would be far too damaging to him and his party moving forward. So, but that's going to be probably after the next midterm election, when the Republicans have a good chance of taking the House.
Brad, you know, but the problem is, Brad, I don't think they care. They think that lie, cheat, steal, however it is that you've got to get in. And this goes back to Joseph Stalin. It doesn't matter who votes and who counts the votes. And they don't care about the electoral process. They don't care about people voting. They want power. They'll do whatever they got to do to get it. Lie, cheat, steal. And again, removing God out of your platform, which screams no moral conscience. And then you see that, hey, if you can kill babies, why not kill a country? I mean, after all, countries are just made up of babies that are grown up. So, I mean, when we look at how bad this really is, and what a disgrace the governor of Pennsylvania did to change the voting laws right before the election. What is that?
Yeah, you're right. They're not driven by conscience. We can't expect them to be driven by conscience. And it's sad. It really is.
Maybe they'll be driven by 10, 15 mandatory years in prison sentences.
Well, yeah,
maybe that would drive them, because, you know, again, going back to the last election, oh, Russia colluded with Trump and they found out it was all Hillary Clinton bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton in the dossier. It was all there, all made up. And yet that was even repeated by Joe Biden in the presidential debate. This fraud that his party brought on. And so the only way you can get in is by lying, cheating, stealing. And I'm just amazed. And I wonder how many more states, even when the gap was a little bit. Now, believe me, these people who take the polls, though they were lying completely to the American public, oh, Joe Biden is 30 points ahead. He wasn't. He wasn't at all. They right. found that the polls were so ridiculously wrong. But let me tell you something. They knew the states that were the battleground states because of their polling. And they wanted to lie and make it look like the whole country. It's going to be a blue wave. No, it really wasn't. And as a matter of fact, where they said that Trump was going to lose by 15 points, he actually won. Well, why would you do that? Well, because the fix is in. How can Joe Biden be in his bunker, in his basement, when he has a political rally, eight people show up, and he wins the presidency? The fix was already in, friends. And I believe that anybody, again, this isn't my word. You know, Brad, again, why don't you just repeat again what they do know about the voter fraud, which I believe will influence the Supreme Court of the United States. Because how much voter fraud do you need to have the case approved or to have it recounted, or even maybe the whole state to revote? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first off, procedurally, mail-in ballots that were not approved by the state legislature are arguably unconstitutional. Extending the ballot date, the election date to receive ballots beyond the day of the election in Pennsylvania was not approved by the legislature. The Constitution requires it to be approved by the legislature. So there's a good chance that's one classic. Another one, once again, is dealing with thousands of votes, over 10,000 in Michigan alone of dead people who voted, almost all of them for Biden. I think they were all for Biden. I'm saying almost all, I'm trying to be gracious. So we have dead people voting on a massive scale. We have reported over 3,000 in Arizona, thousands in Nevada and other places. So that was another thing, having dead people vote. And then we have mail-in ballots where people snatch the mail-in ballots from others, whether in the mailbox or through the postal service, and voted and filled them out or changed the voting of people who did vote. That's in a sworn affidavit. We have that information. Then we have in Arizona where they put up Sharpies for what the pen they were supposed to use. Well, Sharpies, that doesn't work. It's not registered. This was in Phoenix. So a lot of these places where these Sharpies were was where there were more likely Trump supporters than not Trump supporters. This was not just one precinct. So that was
now, accidental. Now explain why the Sharpies, because the ink on a Sharpie soaks through the ballot, and on the backside, it makes an extra mark. Or if you flip the ballot over and you make a mark, it soaks through on the front side, thereby extra marks, throw the ballot out. That's exactly why they did this. And again, they know, as an example, Western Arizona, very heavy Trump area, they were doing this kind of stuff, and they put these Sharpies in where they knew that because of their polling, they knew where the strong Trump areas were. And again, the illegal corruption of this particular party does this kind of stuff to have these voters. Personally, what I think they ought to do, I think the Supreme Court on these six borderline battleground states, they ought to say, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to make your state revote. You're going to have the National Guard, not the FBI, CIA. Those are corrupted. We already know that with Comey and all the whole hee-haw gang. But if you go back to the National Guard, you don't show ID, you don't vote. Bottom line. Right. And anybody that gets caught trying to vote without ID or trying to tamper with the system or the people in charge of the polling places, these would carry tremendous fines, as well as, I'm saying, mandatory 10 to 15 year prison sentences. And I'll tell you, I promise you, every state will have a lot different outcome than what we're seeing them jostle over on the evening news, because they don't want that. They don't want that. Right. They want the illegal people to vote. They want the dogs and the cats and the dead people to vote. See, it's the only way they can get into office is by lying and cheating. They don't have the votes. But if you use the illegals to vote for you, hey, vote for me. Everything is free. Okay. I'll make my mark. Right. That's the problem. And I believe this is, Brad, this is high crime. And yes, it's stealing a nation. And these people need to go to prison for, I'm saying, decades for the wicked thing they're trying to do to our country. You know, there's people, my relatives, many of them died in the Second World War, the Vietnam War, the Korean War. And when they died for nothing, when you can just simply come in and steal a nation by voter fraud. And it's right. So funny. I did a Google search on voter fraud. And the first couple that came up was the myth of voter fraud. That's what it said. The myth of voter fraud. Well, then if you read a little bit farther, like down to the the Heritage Foundation, you find that it's not a myth. There's been hundreds of people indicted over the years for voting fraud. But this is different. I believe this was a very well orchestrated, very well calculated targeting the states that were borderline states. And probably not even that much borderline, but it's all they had. So you got to let the dead people vote. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with everything you said, needless to say. Prison, federal legislation, increasing the penalties for voter fraud is very important. If the Republicans get the House and the Senate, we'll see that. I do believe that. It can be on a statewide basis as well, but the Democrat-controlled states aren't going to pass it because they're in favor of it. They like the fraud. They relish and use the fraud.
It's the only way they can win. It's the only way they can win is by cheating.
Well, in these swing states, I will say that definitely. That's the only way they could win Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, or possibly Georgia. That's how they won. If you have just traditional voting, traditional ballots counted in those states where you have in-person or absentee ballots, not the mail-in, if you just had those, no doubt Trump would have swept all five of those states. In addition, we also have, because of the mail-in ballots, we have multiple kinds of fraud. One other kind of fraud is where they send multiple ballots to the same house for the same person. I was speaking at a church. I do a lot of guest preaching. And I was at a Calvary Chapel recently. And after the service, someone came up to me and said, they sent him three mail-in ballots with his name on it. They sent one for his son, who's long moved outside the state. And they sent him one for the prior owner of the house. Five ballots, one person. Someone from the same church received two ballots, one person, for one person. This
totally
is
corrupt.
Wide
totally corrupt.
Spread in California, I know, and probably in other states as well. And they haven't cleaned the voter rolls either. So a lot of loose ballots were out there. That's very problematic. Then you also have illegal aliens, illegal people who are here illegally voting in the election. Why? Because in states like California, they're given IDs and, given driver's license. They get a driver's license, even if they're not here illegally. And as a part of that, they're automatically registered to vote and they get ballots. Thousands and thousands of ballots have been sent
millions.
To illegal aliens in California alone.
Yeah, millions. They estimate right
sure.
now in the United States, everyone, 60 million illegal people in our country that should not be voting. 60 million. Isn't it funny? CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, you don't tell people the truth? Wow. Why is that? Well, it must be you don't want people to know. I wonder why you want to keep people in the dark. Maybe as I watched somebody on CBS the other night saying, oh, there has been no record. I'm serious, Brad. There's been no record of any fraudulent voting. I go,
cook
what
with you
planet?
In your kitchen and travel with you in your car, offering encouragement and hope all along the way. Please let us know when you have comments or prayer requests. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact CSN at csnradio.com or call us at 800-357-4226.
You have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy, Psalm 61:3. CSN International has hundreds of stations across the nation, and each one requires a tower to broadcast from. We choose to use these towers to spread the word of God, the gospel, salvation through Jesus Christ. CSN needs your help. That's why we started Tower Keepers. It's a donation program from CSN offering you a chance to support your local station and keep it on the air. A monthly donation of whatever you can give allows CSN to continue to be the network where God's word is heard. You can join Tower Keepers. Give us a call at 1-800-357-4226 or send your donation to CSN Tower Keepers. P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. For more information, you can log online to csnradio.com.
You're listening to CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. We broadcast on hundreds of stations nationwide, including many stations in great cities in Georgia. You can listen in Athens, Savannah, Danielsville, Buford, and many more. Get a full station list or listen anywhere in the world live at csnradio.com. CSN International, where God's word is heard.
Glory to God. Expressions of worship from believers all across the world. CSN.
We want to welcome you back to part two. Sorry about the interruption there. We had some technical difficulties. Got a brand new system we just installed yesterday, and we're working on it, trying to figure it out. Everybody's getting used to a whole different format. You know, Brad, it's amazing how you can get used to a certain format for about 20 years, and then they bring something new and improved in, and makes no sense at all. But that's just the way it is, you know. But, Brad, I'm glad you're with us. We're with Brad Duckus, Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, tell us the latest of what's going on with the COVID, and then we're going to go to the phones.
Oh, sure. Well, as far as with the COVID and the issue from a legal sense, we at Pacific Justice are working very hard. We have a number of cases challenging blue states with tyrannical blue governors who are oppressing the ability for churches to be treated just equally and fairly, where people who sign up to get our case updates, our legal insider, will soon learn of a major case that is imminent in being filed that we think will have a big impact on resolving these issues with these intolerant blue states and giving religious freedom back to churches when it comes to worship and Christian schools opening, et cetera. So this is real important. If people want to get our case updates, they can go to our website. If they want to support our work and our ministry as well, they go to pji.org. That's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org. We're going to weigh in favor of legislative reform against fraud, anti-fraud legislation. We at Pacific Justice will be definitely watching that and also supporting that and initiating it as needed. And we're also dealing with the diabolical entities like Facebook and Twitter and Google and how they overtly discriminated against Christian viewpoints in this election and perspectives and organizations, suppress those and only put out information that was in favor of the leftist candidates. How they covered up the Biden money laundering, family money laundering, escapades in multiple countries in terms of Russia and China. That was despicable. It was, and that's something we have to address as a nation, because if the far left controls our medium modes of communication on the internet, if they're able to do that and have that kind of power, then that needs to be reined in. They either need to be allow for free speech, or they need to lose their immunity from prosecution and for liability specifically. So that's what I think is going to need to be addressed. I think Biden's going to want to address it, but a future, as far as a Republican in the White House with a Republican in the House and Senate, we'll hold them in check, and they need to be brought into check. It's outrageous what they've attempted to do, and they felt like they could get away with it. And I don't want to see them get away with it. So.
Yeah, well, so far they have, Brad. So far, I believe they feel they pulled it off. Have the leftist American news media declare Biden the winner, and he's the winner magically. No, yeah. It is not. Not the right or responsibility of the American news slanted sick media to declare who our next president is. And they have lied to America, because this has not yet been determined. Well, ABC has declared Joe Biden the winner. Nope, lie. You can't do that, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, all of you now. It's a lie. It's not there. That is not the right of the American news media, because you didn't follow protocol. We get the news stories. We see what they are. Do you know you can pick and choose what you put over the air? And they always pick all of the ones that run what's right down. It never fails. Let's go to the phones. We have Jeff on the line, Lamar, Colorado. Hi, welcome.
Hi, I know President Trump's got more hotter irons in the fire, but
yeah,
did someone put a bug in his ear to do away with time change?
Well, I think a lot of times we realize why they do time change. It gives a little more light in the evening. But on the other hand, it takes more light away in the morning. So your thoughts on that one, Brad?
Yeah, that could be done in the future, but it's not on anyone's plate right now. I don't like it when they fall back in the fall. I wish they just keep it how it is in the summer and just, you know, keep the same time. You know, it gets darker, you know, in the fall. And yeah, more light in the morning, the way that works when they fall back versus spring up in the spring. But I don't think that's going to be resolved anytime soon. But I agree. I think daylight savings time is more of a nuisance than a help.
So, Jeff, did you have another question?
Yeah, I did. Could you pray for my mom, my cousin Kim, and their friend Henry? They all moved in together, and they're having some issues. Could you pray? I don't want to direct God, but could you pray that each one for their situation would find God's will and follow that and do it for their situation?
Yes. Father, we lift up Jeff's family to you, and we know you have the very best for all of us if we'll seek you. And so we ask you, God, that you would guide, direct each one of these individuals Jeff has mentioned, that they would be about your business, God, set their own agenda aside, and God, may you reign supreme and help them through this. Thank you for the concern that Jeff has. And so, Lord, we just thank you for a great miracle in Jesus' name. Amen. Jeff, thanks so much for the call. Stay on the line. We'll get you taken care of with a couple of books, a couple of DVDs for calling in. And with that, we will go to Brenda, Washington. Hi and welcome.
Hi. I'm actually in Texas, but my phone is still a Washington number.
Ah, there you go.
Anyway, I have a question because my friend, I don't know how to answer my friend. She's listening to something on YouTube called Service, S-E-R-V-U-S, Christy, C-H-R-I-S-T-I. And he's really bashing some very, very godly names like Franklin Graham mm-hmm. and his ministry, Greg Laurie, Jack Hibbs. And so now she's getting really concerned thinking all these people are evil. They've turned their backs on the Lord. And she just confused.
Why is she listening to this crazy guy? I mean, you know, what I'm saying, Brenda, is that we're to uplift Christ. And I see the fruit in Greg Laurie's life. I see the fruit in Franklin Graham's life. I don't even know who this guy is you mentioned. The Bible says, by their fruit, you know them. And I know that Greg Laurie has led many people to Christ, caused many people to grow up in the Lord, as well as Franklin Graham. And probably, as you mentioned, the others that he's mentioned. And who knows what this guy is? So no, I think if he really knew God's word, he'd probably shut his mouth. Your thoughts, Brad?
Oh, there's so many false teachers and instructors, and Paul warns us about them in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and 4. I love to, actually, it's one of my favorite passages to preach from, but it's true. They will deceive themselves and they will deceive others. And oftentimes when you hear this, it's also out of a heart of pride and an envy when you see people being attacked who are seemingly successful in their ministry by those who are wanting to be successful in a quote ministry. They're often driven by something other than the love of Christ and the Holy Spirit. We've seen this. Paul had to deal with this in the early church. Some people who turned against him, and in addition to just plain fraudulent individuals. So, once again, it's looking at the word, looking at the fruits, and I agree 100%. I've seen this happen before. I've corrected someone who spoke at an engagement I was at. He was attacking a pastor and the book that they wrote, and he was nitpicking. And I just said, you know, this pastor is doing the work of God. He's preaching the gospel. People come to Jesus. They're being discipled. You know, you saying that he's the work of Satan. I says, you know, you're bringing judgment upon yourself when you do that. That's very serious. And he was a young man. And it's often people in their youth and their zeal that are very quick to throw stones without really looking at themselves first. And that's what God wants us to do.
Yeah, so they just go, well, I'm not guilty of what that person does, so I'm better. But they're guilty of so much more, you know. Right. And so this is one of the great things. And the Bible says six things the Lord hates and seven are abomination to him. And one of those things is sowing discord among the brethren, which it sounds like this guy's doing. So again, I got a real problem with people that do this, Brenda, and I think you need to direct her to Greg Laurie, direct her to Franklin Graham, direct her back to what the Bible says, instead of listening to these crazy people that are out there saying this kind of stuff. And again, I suppose if there was a lot of fruit in this guy's life, I suppose we had at least heard about it. But I know Greg Laurie's. I know Greg personally. He's a good guy. He loves Jesus. And yes. Again, this is one of the things that really bothers me. As I shared a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Franklin Graham live right on this program. Pre-recorded, but we played it on this program. And Franklin is a person that loves God. And does maybe Franklin, myself, Greg, everybody do everything right all the time? Well, no, because we're not Jesus.
Right.
But evidently, these people that go around thinking that they can tear everybody else apart, you know, there's two things that'll really wear a person out: running upstairs and running down people who love Jesus. It's just the way it is, Brenda. Stay online. We'll send you out a couple books, a couple of DVDs I think you'll enjoy, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Tell her to listen to CSN. Give her the website if she's not in your town where she can hear it over the radio. CSNradio.com. Hit live audio streaming. She'll be able to hear it. Let's go to two. We're going to go to, I'm looking for the little teeny tiny arrows that are very hard to find here. Steve, Rimrock, Arizona. Hi, welcome. Hi and welcome, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and just thank you so much for the way you're always willing to put out there politically and spiritually. And I just thank you for all the wonderful things of teaching people about what's going to be happening in the future, and for having good shows like Jan Marshall and Wretched Radio and So many good people on CSN that I think just do a fantastic job. And I've been real sick lately, but you know, the truth of it is, Mike, I would pray every day that God would take me home, because I have to agree, I don't want to be here anymore, but we have to do what God's going to have us do. Nobody will ever be able to point a finger at me and say that I loved my life more than the Lord Jesus.
Well, Steve, that's a wonderful thing to be able to say. And I appreciate what you're saying, but to God be the glory, because he's the one that puts the fire in us to stand up for what we know is right. Isn't that right, Brad?
That's absolutely right. He is the one that gives us that confidence to be able to stand up and do what needs to be done. And you know, I have some good news I want to make sure I share with the audience. I know they're going to want to hear it moving forward. We at Pacific Justice Institute, especially that person, a gentleman in Arizona, we at Pacific Justice had a campaign to have churches hear their voice. This election, we targeted 8 congressional districts in California, Southern California mostly. And there were 8 districts we targeted. We got 317 churches to do voter registration Sundays for the first time ever.
Wow.
They did it. We got 10,454 new voters. And those of those 8 races, it looks like 6, hopefully, are going to go the right way. 4 of those are going to be flips. And wow, it's incredible. And what we did is we did follow up with the pastors and the churches. We gave them all the resources they needed. We're right now working in Georgia with our full-time pastor liaison to work with the churches out there in Georgia. If there's any churches that are listening to this, pastors, they want to be equipped to be able to do voter registration, December 4th is the deadline, or giving information on how to exhort their members legally, constitutionally, and effectively. We have that training. We're going to be doing some Zoom calls. But also we're preparing to expand it also in a number of other states, including Arizona and Nevada, in 2022 and 2024, along with California and other states. So we've got a model here where we're seeing effectively the church's voice being heard. We have the model of exhortation and follow-up, and we're seeing tested results. So this is really encouraging. I just want to encourage the body of Christ to know that that we have a voice and we can make a difference. if we're disciplined to step up and we have pastors and churches willing to step up, register their voters, and exhort them according to the issues as explained in God's word.
So again, I think that's so important, Steve. And, you know, can we pray for you and your health?
Of course you can.
Father, I know we all long to go be with you. We all do. I think that's the true heart of any believer, is to be with you. But Lord, you've left us all here in varying conditions of our body and our trials that we go through for a reason. And I just pray that you lift the burden off of Steve, that you touch his body, that you heal his body. And Father, thank you. And would you just encourage Steve that you're not done with him yet, and that's why he's still here. And he's got great things for you, to do for you while he's still here. And Lord, I just pray that you just encourage him, bless him, put your hand upon him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Steve, our prayers are with you. Stay in line if you like. Send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs, okay?
God bless you. Thank you.
Blessings to you, Steve.
Keep running the race, Steve.
Yep, keep running. We're all running on empty, but, you know, God fills us every day. So that's the good news. And let's go to Rebecca Shelton, Washington. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you so very much for taking my call. I have a question on how we as a citizen can request or demand re-vote in Washington State, because I am this last result was exceptionally off. And I'm positive they're counting illegal vote, yep. Especially in my county alone. I mean, I saw after the first initial vote to see who was going to be running for governor and such, and the numbers just seemed off. Everybody has signs for the other person, yet the numbers were phenomenal for the current, and it does not make any sense. So how, as a citizen, can we demand a revote?
Or at least, you know, Brad, where the voting is obvious for every precinct. Because, again, if you're in a small if you're in a small community in Washington, a small suburb, and you know that there's 3,000 registered voters, and when they submit their votes to the Capitol, or where they're tallying all the votes, and now there's 6,000 people voting with only 3,000 people registered, you know they're corrupt. See, and this is it leaves people like Rebecca, myself, and all of us going, what should we do? Because you know it's wrong, you know it's illegal, but it just seems like just what Stalin said, it doesn't matter who votes and who counts the votes. And Stalin was saying, as long, Communist Party, as you're the ones counting the votes, you'll always win. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I have to say, sometimes you do have people who, like college students who are residing somewhere else, or say in the military service, but their votes come back and to that locale where they're from. That happens some, particularly with the military. But we see this happen. We have many more votes than people that live there. That's obvious fraud. We've seen that before. I know one guy from Congressman West, had to deal with that, Alan West, a number of years ago. But in addition to challenge it, there's two basic ways you can challenge it. One is, you can have a narrow margin, and every state's different. Some say it's within 1%. Some say it's within half of 1%. That can entitle you to a recount, if you will. The other way is to show that there's actual fraud. But to do that, generally, you have to prove that there's irreparable harm, and that there's the evidence to show a substantial likelihood that fraud occurred and that it was irreparable. That is, you would have had a different result but for that fraud. Well, it's really hard to prove that without recounting, without going through it, and you can't recount unless you can show that oftentimes. So those are the two ways it's done. It's somewhat tenuous, but that's one reason why we need integrity. Well, it's another reason why we need a firming up of anti-fraud statutes and tougher penalties and prison terms for those found guilty of fraud. I can guarantee you it's going to be an issue nationwide. And I know the Republicans in particular are going to make it an issue. They're not going to let this die. We all need to realize this is very important and demand that kind of legislative reform against such criminal fraudulent activity.
So, Rebecca, I think it's something we're just going to have to keep working on. But, you know, it's the problem is this has been in for so long that it's like trying to root out terminal cancer. And I believe if America can't get this fixed this election, I mean, with these six states, it is terminal for the United States. You can take the little, in our flag, you can take the little stars that are up there, the 50 stars, and just replace it with a hammer and a sickle. Oh, they'll leave the stripes because, oh, they're patriotic, just like our news media, you know, in their red, white, and blue newsrooms as they slop this garbage into our house every night. They'll leave that. But individuality doesn't mean anything to the communal way of living, the communist way. So they'll just replace the stars with a hammer and a sickle, and bingo, there you go. And again, as I've shared this so many times, communism is the only thing you vote in and you have to shoot your way out of. That's why they want to take away your guns, by the way. Rebecca, stay in line. We'll send you out a couple of books, a couple of DVDs, okay?
Can we pray for our country?
I think we should. Brad, why don't you lead us in prayer? Because I believe that, again, especially with what President Trump is up against right now, and I believe he's up against the forces of hell, literally.
Yes.
Because the institution of Kamala Harris communism, Bernie Sanders Castro-type communism in America is ungodly. The state is God. You deny faith. Oh, you can have faith, but unless you deny God and join the party, well, you'll never get a decent job. That's the way it is in Russia and China. You won't be allowed to fly on planes because that's for those that are part of the party, you know? So why don't you lead us in prayer?
Yeah, I'd love to. Father, first, Lord, we thank you and praise you that you have given us a country that does recognize our fundamental rights and freedoms that come from you and from you alone. Lord God, we pray right now several things. We pray, Lord God, that you will expose and the wickedness and
yes,
the evil,
God.
Lord God, and bring it to the surface, Lord God, that there can be accountability for those actions and that the voice of your people, the voice of the church is not muted and diluted with the tricks of the wicked and the evil that we see permeating through this last election. Father, we pray for you to bring this to light, to the surface. Father, we pray for justice. You are a just God. We pray for justice. We will not realize all justice in this world, in this life. We know that. But we pray, Lord God, though, for you to intervene specifically for justice to expose evil and to clarify the voice of the people and what they have voted for and what they've done. Lord, we know in the end, Father, you are the one who raises up and you bring down. Father, we pray, Lord, that that we as Christians will not be complacent, but in the future that we'll be obedient, that we'll vote. And we pray specifically right now for the president.
Yes, God.
For him to have the courage and the peace to continue the challenge against this fraud and this wickedness, Lord, to the extent, Lord God, that it is at all possible to bring this to the surface and to be vindicated. We also pray for the state of Georgia, specifically for the believers of Georgia, the churches, the pastors. Oh, Lord, we give them the love and the courage to speak out,
yes, God.
Father, to go to the polls and to vote righteously, to vote for the unborn, to vote for religious freedom, to vote for alliance with the nation of Israel and policies that are favorable to the nation of Israel and for the rights of parents and families, things that your word, Father, says are precious. Lord God, we pray that those who uphold that will be elected in the runoffs in the Senate races in Georgia. Mobilize your church, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, I was just, while we were praying, And I know that, Brad, because of your connections and being able to visit with President Trump as well as Jeffress and others that we have here on the network, you know, you mentioned earlier that they're going to have a amnesty for those that were involved in the fraud. I think if we can get a message to President Trump that there will be a very good reward as well for those who turn in the people who were doing this. So not just amnesty, but you will be rewarded in that you will be able to finger these people who are doing this wicked stuff. And so,
I think it's a great idea.
If you can get that to President Trump, I'd really appreciate it. I've lost his number. No, I'm just kidding. But if you can get that to him, because I think there's two things. I think that many of these people that might turn these people in may lose their jobs because it's all part of the insider's good old boy club or girls club. So give them a reward. Say, hey, if what you're saying is true, you'll get a $10,000 reward because it's a lot cheaper than fighting a revolution. Just is.
That's
Rebecca,
right.
Stay in line. We'll send you out a couple books, couple of DVDs. We're coming up on a break, everyone. We don't want anyone to go away. We come back, we'll have more right after this.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 855-91-BIBLE. That's 855-91-BIBLE. 855-91-BIBLE.
Hi, friends. Pastor Chapin from Calvary Chapel University with really, really great news for you. Calvary Chapel University is now fully accredited. That's right, fully accredited through TRACS, a national accrediting agency. If you're interested in completing or starting your 100% online college degree, go to calvarychapeluniversity.com and apply today. Calvary Chapel University is not only online, but it's sound doctrinally and 100% based on the Word of God. Go to calvarychapeluniversity.com to get your fully accredited college degree. One other blessing. If you apply between now and the end of December, you will get a 50% off tuition scholarship. That's half off your entire college degree for your entire college degree. Go to calvarychapeluniversity.com, apply today, and Pamela and Donna will be happy to help you. Oh, one other thing. Pastor Skip Heitzig is now a faculty member, and he's teaching actively at Calvary Chapel University. Go to calvarychapeluniversity.com and apply today.
CSN International, where God's word is heard. We broadcast on almost 400 stations nationwide, including multiple stations in Idaho. You can listen in great cities like Twin Falls, Boise, Cascade, Ketchum, and many more great cities throughout Idaho. Get a full station list or listen anywhere in the world at csnradio.com. CSN, the Christian Satellite Network.
This is KAWZ Twin Falls, the Christian Satellite Network.
Welcome you back to part three of To Every Man an Answer here on this Tuesday with Brad Duckus from Pacific Justice Institute. And real quickly, Brad, tell us a little bit about how God uses you there at Pacific Justice Institute, what you do, how you defend churches, defend individuals who have been unfairly treated, and especially during this COVID thing.
Yeah, we have I started Pacific Justice Institute with the help of Attorney General Ed Meese back in 1997 in Sacramento, California. Fast forward, we're defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We have over 50 cases in active litigation. We now have more offices across the United States than any other legal organization of our kind, from coast to coast. New York and Mississippi and Texas, Colorado, Washington State, Nevada, Oregon, California, and others will be named in the near future. So it's we're unique in that we make sure everyone gets help, that we don't just cherry pick a few high profile cases like a business. We're a ministry, so we make sure no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to churches being shut down wrongfully, like the COVID, and going to bat. We have filed lawsuits and we've prevailed. In these cases, or Christian schools, or people wanting to preach the gospel outside of Planned Parenthood and being criminally prosecuted simply for preaching the gospel in a protected public place, or individuals and parents' rights issues where social workers are knocking on their doors, threatening to take kids from families that are good Christian families, or they're homeschooling, for example, we've defended as well. And even Christians who are seeking religious asylum from communist countries or Muslim countries where their lives are directly being threatened. I mean, real life, real threat in cases. We've been able to defend and save the lives of individuals like that as well. So we do a lot of work defending religious freedom, defending our rights in terms of families, in terms of people of faith and individuals in the workplace, because their faith businesses owned by in the workplace, Christian-owned businesses, and then, of course, churches and ministries. We do it all without charge, and we do it joyfully as unto the Lord.
Wonderful, Brad. That's a good thing. Another question. We'll go back to the phones. What do you think the odds of Nancy Pelosi being president if this isn't resolved between Biden and Trump?
Very, very low. Very, very low odds. And the reason is because if this isn't resolved, what happens is states will certify their outcomes, and they have a period of time to do that. So they have to get that done. And if there was a tie in the states in terms of that have majority congressmen from one party versus another, so like New York would have one vote for the Democrat because most of their congressmen are Democrat. And in the U.S. House of Representatives, Texas would have a Republican one vote because most of their congressmen are Republican. If there was a tie and the Senate couldn't choose the vice president and the House couldn't vote on the who's president, that's when you have Nancy Pelosi kicking in, residing as president. And I just don't think that's going to happen. States know what they need to do. They'll resolve it. They'll certify their votes. And the way it is right now, the way the election turned out, there's not a tie in the House. The Republicans have more state control of congressional districts than the Democrats. So they would have no problem voting in Trump, even in that scenario. So I don't think I don't think that's a nightmare we'll have to deal with.
Not an issue. And that's some good news. The other thing is, states certifying their numbers. But again, you have to realize, as an example, Pennsylvania, which they're corrupt, at least some of them are, changing the voting rules right before the election. What's to stop them from certifying a fraudulent vote count?
Well, they can do that. However, you do have the courts. Now, the Supreme Court does give discretion to states to work it out for themselves. But there is a point, though, where you do have principles of law. For example, if there were changes made allowing an extension of time and it wasn't approved by the legislature, well, the Constitution of the United States requires that such rules governing elections in a state be determined by the state legislature. So I think it's a very good case that they have, that the Trump administration has is bringing before the United States Supreme Court. Justice Alito already has said, set those ballots aside that came in or postmarked or that came in after 8 p.m. of the day of the election. So I think there's a good chance that in those circumstances, the court will intervene. If there is reports of fraud, the court will generally, it's very rare for them to have a redo of an election. They just historically do not want to do that. So instead, they'll find ways to mitigate the fraud if there's any way possible. And even then, you have to show for to have a new election that not only that there's fraud, but it couldn't be mitigated. It was widespread, and the result clearly would have been different. It's really difficult to get a new election. We just need to hope that they cut out the fraud. And in these different examples, people who died and their votes came in, those will be discarded. But other examples of fraud, we're going to have to really be diligent and to make sure that every vote is validly tested during the recount process.
Now, my understanding in Philadelphia, and I think it was Philadelphia and a couple other towns in Pennsylvania, was that when the votes came in, that there had to be a person from basically the Trump party and the Biden party, Democrat, Republican, going through these, and that the Trump party was withheld from being in on this intake of ballots.
You're right. In fact, they were blocking the windows. So when the people are outside trying to just look through the windows, the Republicans were outside, the Democrats were inside. Republicans tried to look through the windows. They put up cardboard boxes to block the ability for Republicans to watch what they're doing, even from a distance with binoculars.
Was that lawful? I mean, is that lawful?
So they
broke people, the law.
Yes.
But then they can say, well, it is what it is. We broke the law. So what? But it is what it is.
Well, you can't have prosecution. Usually you have to have the mens rea usually requires intent to break the law. That is, they knew what they were doing was illegal when they did it. We need to definitely reform our system to have more accountability. When you have states with Democrat governors, that's where there's a problem, unfortunately.
Yeah, they don't mind cheating. No.
Yeah,
or watching their cities burn, whichever the case may be. I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. So what people need to do, and particularly in those states, they need to push for legislative reform. They need to also, in terms of this election, they need to be asked for federal reform through Congress. Well, as long as the Democrats have the House, it's going to be really tough to get any kind of meaningful. No,
they need the cheat votes. They got to have them or they ain't going to get in. And so
right. That's
the problem.
And then the other methodology is the federal courts. But you've got to show that it was actions taken outside the voice of the legislature. And as in Pennsylvania, that's a classic. So we've got to, that's also very important as well. But there's going to be many people will be rethinking the process and how to correct this from happening again. But there has to be accountability. People have to pay a price. There has to be, otherwise,
it'll keep going.
You can pass laws all day long. If there's no punishment, it's just going to happen again and again. So we need strong punitive measures. People need to demand that. We have to show our ID to get on an airplane. Surely we should be able to have to show our ID when we're choosing the leaders that are going to preserve our country and respect our Constitution and our constitutional rights.
Amen. Let's go to Barry, San Jose, California. Hi, welcome.
Hi, good to talk to you guys. Hey, I heard you talking about these votes and everything else, and I was pretty shocked with this go-around. I actually got at my residence 7 ballots, and that sounds like a lot in a way, but we all decided to vote where we went in person. That's 3 of us here. And then they mailed us 4. They mailed us additional ballots to vote if we wanted to vote without showing up. So essentially, my household ended up with 7 ballots, and I thought that was pretty crazy. But
it's criminal, is what it is.
Yeah, the reason I wanted to call you is, so I go to vote, and they have this little whiteboard, and they say, write your name. So I wrote my name out, and I'm looking at the guy like, what's going on? He turns back to his computer. He pulls up my address. He said, do you live here? And I said, yes. He goes, here's your ballot. I'm like, wait a minute. You're not asking me to show you my ID. You're not asking me if I'm authorized to vote. You're not asking me any questions. Just me saying I live there, you're going to give me a ballot. Yeah, here you go. Now, what would prevent...
I know, Barry, these people need to go to prison for the rest of their life. This is how you overthrow a country and you never fire a shot. 7 ballots to your house, and you don't even have to show voter ID when you show up. So what's to stop anybody? Vote early, vote often. Brad, your thoughts?
Well, what he said, unfortunately, as far as no ID being required, that's how California has it. California, that's the law in California. California Governor Gavin Newsom likes it. The Democrats like it. The legislature, they control the legislature. They don't want any IDs to be shown. They love corruption. That's what the Democrat Party is all about, clearly, in California, because that's what they love. They also, as far as the multiple ballots, that's very widespread in the state of California. We fear in other states as well, where they just were very, very liberal and loose with those ballots. It was a miracle that we at Pacific Justice Institute were able to target those districts I mentioned earlier and flip 4 Democrat districts to Republican, given the large amount of ballots that we understand were fraudulently voted and sent in by multiple ballots by the same person. That's a real problem. That's something else that I think needs to be dealt with federally, with federal prosecution, separate from the states. And we did that with the civil rights statutes. We didn't rely on Alabama to form their own civil rights statutes to stop white and black restrooms and white and black places to sit on a bus. We dealt with that on a federal level. Well, integrity in the electoral process, I believe, is just as important as civil rights. And that's why the federal government needs to, and Congress needs to get involved in that. That's why the House, we need to ensure that people are occupying the House of Representatives that are in favor of that, which are not the Democrats, but are the Republicans in the House and the Senate and the White House, so we can get this done once and for all and make sure this does not happen again. But we've got to work hard in the next off-year election in 2022. Very important that this be done, or this kind of fraud and can be much worse, and we could completely lose any hope of having people legitimately elected to higher office and major higher offices.
Brad, I think that's the problem. I mean, we have, the next election cycle. I don't see anything that's going to change. And hey, look how well our deception worked. We'll just keep doing it in every state. There's nothing really that's going to stop these clowns. So what do you do? This is serious stuff. It's the end of our nation.
As far as in every state, Republican states, red states, our states, a lot of them require voter IDs. Many of those states did not have the mail-in ballots. And if so, they were... They had some safety checks. These are really the blue states. All the states that we're talking about, we have this reports, solidified, verified reports of voter fraud and corruption. Every one of these states are Democrat states that we're dealing with in terms of the state offices. So this is important, and that's why we need to focus on particularly on those states on a state level for reform, to bring it to the surface so that they have no choice but to agree to reform for their own political survival as individual politicians, and or also Congress passing federal reform, federal electoral process reform legislation, and pushing Democrats to support it. And there's some that maybe who will feel like it's politically to their own personal best interest to do so. But more likely than not, we're going to have probably the Republicans take the House of Representatives in the next off-year election to see that happen.
But they're not going to be able to with the corruption. So it's a catch 22. This is what I'm saying. You've got to take the House, but you can't take the House because the elections are corrupted, and you see this broken cycle over and over again. And I think what we see right here, if this is, I think, America's Waterloo with these six states, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, Philadelphia, North Carolina, Georgia. This is where the line has to be drawn, because if they can pull this junk off, they're never going to stop, because they're following their leader, Joseph Stalin. It don't matter who votes and who counts the votes. That's exactly what he said, and it is exactly what they're doing. And you've got, again, if you're just joining us, dead people over 100 years old in thousands voting. You've got people, dogs voting. You've got anybody that lived at a residence even 20 years ago getting ballots. How is in any way, Barry, this fair? I mean, you look at it, and Brad, my heart goes out to you, Barry, because you're in a state that your governor legalized pedophilia. In other words, a 24-year-old man can sodomize a 14-year-old girl, and this is okay. Is everybody in California this insane now? Or is it just completely, they got the fix in so much, it doesn't matter if they want to legalize murder, it'll go through because the fix is in every one of these voter precincts. Any last thoughts, Brad?
Well, you're right about California, and that's one reason why many people are leaving California. People that I know, they're done with the state. Not just the taxes, but also the perversion in the public schools. Unfortunately, that's spreading to other states and other cities, including Austin, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. But then we have legislation like that. We had a proposition bill on the ballot that was going to say that if you steal something, you're going to be prosecuted. Right now, the Democrats and the governor signed a law saying if it's, you steal something under $1,000, worth less than $1,000, you can't go to jail. You're scot-free, making theft legal. This proposition was going to change that. About 60% of the voters says, no, we like crime. We want people to be able to.
Yeah, and I know 60% of California did not vote for that. There's your fraud. Why would anybody say, oh, yeah, go ahead and steal whatever you want. It's all free. No, it's fraud. California is just bleeding fraud out of every pore of their voting booths. It's pure fraud everywhere. And I'll tell you, Brad, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe it's going to take 11-0 earthquake up and down the San Andreas for them to understand their wickedness is coming before God. And, you know, God loves kids. And for any man, Governor Newsom, to say, oh, yeah, pedophilia is okay, I'll sign that bill. I don't know, man. What do you think, Brad? You think God's just going to set back if you don't kill them in the womb, corrupt them by the time they're teenagers? Is this the idea now?
No, that is the idea in California and also in Oregon and Washington State. That's very much the idea. And that's why so many people are leaving the state, and they're going to generally to red states where they don't have that same degree of immorality and corruption and unethical policies and behavior. It's very concerning, but people need to be encouraged also that, things do go in cycles. Oftentimes when people get to the very bottom of the barrel and the consequences of their evil, wicked policies, especially when they can look at other states that are prospering and doing well, that have different policies, there's always that hope that they can learn from it. And sometimes God does use an earthquake. That may very well be a part of the equation for revival to come to California. But we just can't lose hope. At the same time, I can't blame those who are leaving the state They definitely have good reason to do so. They just need to be faithful wherever they are and whatever state they're living in, to be faithful with the gospel, for living their faith, and letting the voice of God's truth be made known and manifest in every way, including in how they vote. And once again, those in Georgia, you need to vote in this runoff election, and we at Pacific Justice love to help. I would personally love to fly in and speak at any churches that need some encouragement, and we are willing to work with you to do voter registration up until December the 4th as well, to help your churches do voter registration. So there's things we can all do even right now as we speak.
You know, Brad, again, as I said earlier, I really believe if you can get that to President Trump and Barr, that not only will you have amnesty if you turn in the voter fraud, but you'll receive a reward as well. Because you know, that's something that would be a motivator. You know, why should I turn my, hey, listen, you turn enough voter fraud, maybe they even should make it graduated that the greater the fraud, the greater the reward. And put these people that are doing this kind of stuff, maybe a little of the fear of, well, they don't respect God, the fear of 20 years in prison. Maybe that's what you need for lying and cheating and stealing. You know, again, as long as the theft is less than $1,000, we're not going to prosecute. This is why they want to take away your guns, everybody. This is the lunacy that's in the Democratic Party. They're crazy.
Yeah,
that's why they want to take away your ability to defend themselves. Because the next thing, well, as long as somebody isn't over 5 years old, you kill them, there's no prosecution. Now, all of a sudden, all your laws are on a sliding scale, and no one really knows. And who's to determine whether your camera or your automobile was worth $1,000 or $1,001? Because if it's $1,001, well, we might do something. But if it's $999, well, we won't prosecute. See, all of a sudden, everything becomes fuzzy and arbitrary. And that this is where it gets scary. And again, so then even your laws, even this flaky law that they got, doesn't mean anything anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, the greater the corruption and the greater the evil, the greater the importance of the Second Amendment, the ability for people to defend themselves and their families and their business amidst this inability for society to correct itself and to implore justice and maintain justice and law and order. I think that's very imperative. You know, we need to stand up against this. And I'm encouraged that the American people are very suspect. There are vehicles where they're hearing about this, the corruption, the fraud, the voter fraud, et cetera. And I don't believe they're going to forget it. And I do believe that at least on a statewide basis, we're going to see a firming up against election fraud, because this has the worst in U.S. history by far, I believe, is what we're facing right now. We had the poll tax in the South. That was terrible. But outright fraud, this election clearly takes the cake. And I think it has a big enough of a stench that the people of this country, at least in many states, are going to take the appropriate action. And in those other states, we'll have to see what goes on. But hats off to President Trump for not just wimping out, but for standing up for truth and fighting it. And we need to be supportive of him in the process. This isn't about who's elected to president, who's occupying the White House. This is about preserving the ability for us to vote and know that our vote is actually worth something.
Yeah, I believe
that's much more than just an election of who's occupying the presidency.
No wonder Joe Biden said, "I'm coming for your AR-15s." Or he had it messed up. "I'm coming for your AR-14s. No, they're AR-15s. And all I can say, Joe, is good luck with that. The lieutenant governor of Texas said he ain't going to give him his gun. That's the lieutenant governor of Texas. That's pretty thumping, I guess you would say, when Beano comes to pick them all up, because Biden said he's going to make Beano in South Texas, that representative, he's going to make him in charge of picking up the guns. I don't think I'd want that job. I think you'd probably run a close second for Swiss cheese, probably. I don't know. Need a lot of prayer. Any last thoughts? We only got a couple seconds left. Brad, what would you tell everyone? We got to keep looking up. We want to keep preaching the gospel. We want to be about our Father's business. I know we have a lot of phone calls. I will put you on first thing tomorrow. On Thursday. Put you on, we have Veterans Day tomorrow. But Brad, any last thoughts in the last 10 seconds?
Be faithful. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And know that he is the author and perfecter of our faith. And we will have justice eventually, one way or the other. And be faithful with the freedoms God's given us.
Brad Duck is Pacific Justice Institute. Check him out on Facebook. Until then, God bless you. Have a good night.
To find out more about this ministry or to receive a copy of today's program, please call 1-800-357-4226 or write us to Every Man an Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man an Answer in the iTunes store or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man an Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.
The preceding program was brought to you by Tower Keepers. Support your local CSN station.